USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The holiday weekend was marred by violence in major cities across the country. Among the dozens of shootings that took place, a 7-year-old girl in Chicago was killed while playing with a group of children. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, an 8-year-old girl died, shot while riding with her mother. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News the White House is ready to help these cities if needed.
The president is not only standing ready, but he has been ready. About 8 days ago, he instructed a number of federal support teams to make sure that across the country that they stand ready, not just in those cities, but in Seattle, in Portland, St. Louis, other areas.
Mayors in big cities such as Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City, and Miami are now acknowledging that weeks of anti-police protests and riots may have contributed to the surging coronavirus rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.